Hi everybody, this is Songbirds. Welcome to my 500 follower AMA. I just want to say thank you so much for listening, for commenting, people who send me messages or who upvote. I appreciate every single thing that you guys do. It's so nice to get your feedback and to hear that you guys are enjoying it. I have had an awesome time making stuff for you for the past few months, and I can't wait to keep going. I figured I was just going to go through the questions that I got. I had some repeats, so I'm just going to go for the ones that were most asked and kind of the highlights. So I'm going to start with some of the more common ones, I would say, and if people wanted credit, they could get credit. So for those of you that would like your name listed with your question, I will be doing that. For those of you that do not want it, I'm just going to say an anonymous user. So I'm going to start with the big stuff. Really important, most important things. So question I got was, what is your favorite color? My favorite color is purple. I will accept no arguments against that. My favorite food is sushi, kimbap, poke, basically anything with sushi rice. I just really like sushi rice. My favorite season is the fall, or anytime it gets cool, but not freezing cold. Along with that, my favorite holiday is Halloween. I like it because you get the chance to dress up, you can do whatever you want, kind of be silly or saucy more than you would normally be, and because I am absolute trash, also Valentine's Day. I like love, guys, okay? Don't judge me. I also got asked what my favorite drink is, and I, like many people, have a true caffeine dependency, so whatever form of coffee I can get my hands on is my favorite drink at the moment, but coffee or tea, probably. I was asked what my favorite sport was. Sports. Honestly, I like lifting. I'm not good at it at all, but I just like picking up heavy things. It makes me feel good and like I'm accomplishing something, even though that's not like an organized sport. And then rounding out the favorites, I was asked my favorite movie. So that's really hard because I really like movies. And so I would have to break it into like genres, but my favorite genres are probably like rom-com, like a pure 2000s era rom-com. I really like adventure stories, like obviously like Marvel movies, and any kind of comic book stuff, and then also like a heist movie. I love a good heist. So that's the favorites. Now I'm going to go into some different style of question. This one is from Splicer3, and he asks, the most burritos I've eaten in one sitting, which, you know, is a very important philosophical question for us all to ask, but I would say I've never eaten more than one burrito at a time. But tacos, I've probably eaten like 4 in a sitting. You can eat a lot more tacos than you can a burrito, especially those Chipotle ones that have all the rice in them that are super chock full of stuff. All right, my next one is from Sir Craft or Sir Dash Craft. He asks, which 80s song should totally get the NSFW script treatment and be posted on GWA? And that one is easy, Holding Out for a Hero. Like, I need a hero, I'm holding up for a hero till the end of the night. That one, easy. You could do it as it's a speaker fantasizing about what she wants in a man, or what they want in a man, or a person, and narrating what they want them to do to them, or to do with them. Or you could have it be like the speaker is longing for something and then the hero shows up and ravishes them. Sir Kraft also asked, will you record a ramble fap in the future, or perhaps just a fap if you don't like to ramble? I have actually done two ramble faps. One I think I tagged really poorly, so it didn't really make a ton of sense. But one I did like a 10-minute ramble. I think that one is called I Want to Come For You, Sir. It's in my 12 Lays of Christmas series, but ramble faps are pretty new for me. I honestly kind of worry that people don't want to hear what I have to ramble about. Like, I feel like I have to have some kind of reason to be there, but if that's something you guys would like, let me know and I can try to do that. I have a few more anonymous questions. I have, if you could spend a day with any person in the world, who would it be? And because I'm recording this on January 2nd, 2022, I have to say the late, great Betty White. I bet she would have so many stories and just be an incredible dinner conversation partner or just an incredible person to hang out with. Also, she was probably really rich, so she could, like, take you out to fancy places. Kind of in the same vein, if you could go on vacation anywhere, where would you go or what would you do? And I have always wanted to do one of those all-expense-paid vacations. Like, the commercials where it's, for some reason, there's a bed in the ocean or on the beach. Like, those kinds of things. I just want to go on a vacation where I'm going to lie on a beach and somehow alcohol is going to just appear. And I just have to do nothing but absorb the relaxation and the joy. What is the funniest thing you've ever seen, or what has made you laugh the hardest? That's kind of hard, like, ever. Basically, if you want to know what my sense of humor is, just watch any video by Chris Fleming. That's my sense of humor in a nutshell. If you think that's funny, then we'll probably get along. The classic question, if you could have any superpower, what would it be? Teleportation. And I wouldn't be a superhero with it. I literally would just use it to save time and money on travel. What is your dream job? Kind of lame, but full-time voice actor. I found GWA kind of on a lark because of the pandemic, like most people, and I really, really enjoyed it. And I've always kind of gotten comments about having a good voice, but never really pursued it too much. So it would be really cool to be able to act and do narration and voice acting more professionally. All right, so let's do a couple of credited ones. So Just Hanging Around 76, hi, Just Hanging Around. When not making sexy audios, what are some of your favorite things to do in your free time? I'm a pretty big homebody. I generally am staying in most of the time. So my idea of a Friday night is a good book and a cup of tea. But I do like to have friends over, and when I can, I really liked having like dinner parties and baking and cooking with my friends. I actually just got to go to the movies again for the first time in a long time to see Spider-Man 3 times, and I have really missed that. So I hope I can go to the movies more and eat a bunch of popcorn. I am trying to broaden my horizons and do more things outside of my house, because right now most of my hobbies are at home. So I need to find things that I can do for fun that are not just more things at my house. Water_heck says, any chance of a face/body reveal in the near future? Currently, I have a real job, so GWA is a side thing. I do this for fun, and, you know, any possible income I could make for it is just sort of a bonus. I will say, if I ever do get the chance to do voiceover for more of a professional capacity, and I don't have a regular job, that would be more likely. So in answer, I would say not in the near future, unless I somehow manage to do this full time. So there you go. Okay, I have a few more anonymous questions, and then I will play us out, I guess. Okay, this one I got asked a couple of times. So, what are the qualities you like most in a significant other? So, there's a few things that are pretty important to me. Number one is honesty, and that's in all aspects of communication. Like, if I can't trust the words that come out of your mouth, then that's not really a good foundation for any kind of a relationship. And honestly, I would say that that's true for a significant other or a friendship. Like, honesty is just the most important thing. You got to be able to communicate with the other person. And another huge one that goes with that, too, is a sense of humor that matches mine. Like, if I can't make obscure references to early 2000s rom-coms, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to have a conversation. What's something you're proud of but rarely have the opportunity to bring up? When I saw this, I thought this was funny. When I was a kid, I won a contest to get a Barbie movie sent to me for free, and it was addressed to the Hip Live-In Girl at my address. So, you know, I'm a semi-professional microphone moaner and the winner of a copy of a Barbie movie. That's my claim to fame. Let me try to find a good one for our last question. Oh, here's a good one. Okay. What is your favorite audio that you've made so far? I get this question kind of a lot when people PM me, which, thank you. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate all the kind messages and comments that you guys send. And that's kind of hard to answer because I like all of them for different reasons, but I will say that my favorite overall is probably Harley Quinn. If I could, I would probably re-record it at some point when I have like a better microphone and like know how to do effects a little bit better. But I just really like that one because it was my first chance to really do like a character and like do a voice, and I was super nervous about it beforehand, but it was received really, really well, and I appreciate that. I mean, the script was phenomenal. Gowanzu 2's scripts are always great. And then my favorite most recently is either my original content one I did, Oh Christmas Tree, where I basically did a Hallmark movie that gets X-rated, or my last one in my 12 Lays of Christmas series, the I'm Your Special Christmas Gift, Open Me Up one. I like both of those. I did a lot of editing on those and finishing them to add in the background noise and, you know, the SFX and the wet sounds and all that stuff. So those are pretty fun and I'm pretty proud of those. Thank you guys so much for listening. I cannot thank you enough for commenting and upvoting, or just listening by itself is amazing. I really, really appreciate it. And it's nice to hear from you guys, whether you sent in a question or you send a PM or you just leave a comment. I see all of those. I really appreciate them. They kind of make my day. And I hope you guys are having a lovely new year. You're not too hungover. And I look forward to sharing more stuff very soon. Bye.